Right, good evening and welcome to our hearing for this evening, Tuesday, March 12, 2024 at 6:30 p.m. This was a duly advertised hearing to discuss a conditional use application. I will call the meeting to order at this time, and I'll ask Mr. Emmerich to conduct the roll call.
Member Zamuda?
Here.
Member Corrado?
Here.
Member Nutt?
Here.
And Member Bruzzo?
Here.
You have four present. Carter is not here this evening.
All right, very good. So we have a quorum of the board. The first item on the agenda for this public hearing under new business is a public hearing regarding conditional use application 2024-02 as filed by Melvin King regarding establishing a short-term rental use on the property located at 11 Lucy Avenue. I guess, Mr. Emmerich, I know I'll turn to Mr. Armstrong first. Is there anything you want to say on the record before we have Mr. Emmerich sort of give us some background?
Sure. Do you want to hear your background first,
Josh? Doesn't matter.
Yeah, why don't we hear that?
Okay. Sure. This application requests a conditional use authorization for a short-term rental property located at 11 Lucy Avenue in Hummelstown. The subject property is in the General Commercial Zoning District. The owner is Melvin King. According to the approved building and zoning plans, the property will contain a 2,694-square-foot, five-bedroom, single-family dwelling that was constructed under permit issued in 2023. And with that background, Pat, I'll turn it back to you.
Sure. So this has been advertised for a public hearing pursuant to the Derry Township Zoning Ordinance. The applicant is applying for a short-term rental on the property. It's been advertised as such. The public hearing is hereby open. And this is, as I said, an application for short-term rental at 11 Lucy Avenue in Hummelstown, parcel number 24-031-045. And it's an application pursuant to sections 225-501, 225-501.2. Of the zoning ordinance of Derry Township. I do see, is the applicant in the audience? Can you identify yourself? So what I'm going to do, Melvin, first I'm going to ask if anyone in the audience is going to be requesting party status. There's not many people here. Is anyone requesting party status in this hearing? What does party status mean? Party status means if you want to participate in the hearing, if you want to ask witnesses questions, if you want to have the ability to appeal the decision from the Board of Supervisors, you can request party status. And depending upon where you reside or where you own property, you may be granted party status, but I don't know if you're entitled to it yet. If you don't request party status, if you're not given
I do.
Okay. I was going to say, if you don't, this board will still allow you to speak. So it's up to you. Are you going to request party status?
Yes.
Okay, can you identify yourself?
My name is Kane Smeltz.
Can you spell?
S-K-A-N-E-S-M-E-L-T-Z.
And where do you reside?
I am one of the owners of 15 Lucy, which is right side of the property.
You own 15 Lucy Avenue?
Correct.
In Hummelstown?
Yes.
And are you immediately adjacent to the property?
Yes.
Okay. Given the fact that he's your neighbor, he is entitled to party status. Do you have any objection to him?
No.
Okay. Board members, you're okay with granting him party status?
Sure.
Mr. Schmeltz?
Yes.
Mr. Schmeltz, is it?
Yes.
Schmeltz? You'll be granted party status in this hearing. Okay. I don't see anyone else, so we'll proceed with marking some exhibits. What we're going to mark as Board 1 is a copy of the conditional use application dated February 2nd, 2024. What we'll mark as Board 2 is a copy of the notice of this public hearing. What we'll mark as Board 3 is a copy of the proof of publication. From the Sun. What we'll mark as Board 4 is a copy of the photograph indicating that the property was properly posted pursuant to the MPC and the zoning ordinance. What we'll mark as Board 5 is a copy of a list of abutting properties. And what we'll mark is, that's it. Are there any objections to board 1 through 5? Mr. King? Any objections?
No.
Mr. Schultz, any objections? Seeing no objections, they'll be admitted into the record. So with that, before I hand it over to Mr. King to present his application to the board for consideration, I will just remind the board that short-term rentals are permitted by conditional use in the demolition where this property is located, subject to the conditions set forth in the rear attached zoning ordinance, specifically section 501. Are there any questions or comments from the board at this point?
No, not right now.
Okay. Chuck, do you have anything further before we hand it over to the applicant?
I do not.
Okay, so Mr. King, are you the only individual for the applicant that's going to be providing testimony and evidence this evening?
I could probably get some feedback too.
Okay, so what we'll do is we'll swear you both in. Can you identify yourselves?
You can come up by the podium and make sure that microphone is on. And
test.
That's perfect.
I'm Melvin King.
And if you want to just introduce yourself on the record.
I'm Emily King, Melvin's wife.
And you both reside, your husband and wife?
Yes.
And you reside at, where do you live?
2535 Old Hershey Road, Elizabeth Town.
And we're going to swear you in, so I'm going to ask the stenographer to swear you in.
Your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes. All right, thank you very much.
Okay, what we'll do is, for the purposes of the court reporter, just one at a time. So, okay. Melvin, do you represent your application first?
Yeah. Perfect. Yes, our application here for an STR conditional use is 11 Lucy Avenue. It's a two-story, five-bedroom, three-bath house, 2,680 square feet.
Can you just speak into the microphone?
We completely renovated this house. It had some illegal additions on it. It was pretty much falling apart when we purchased it in 2022. So we completely renovated it, actually tore the building down and started from the ground up. So it will be a brand new building. It does meet the... we will be meeting like all the codes that you guys have requested. It is in the STR general commercial zoning district, where STRs are allowed in the township. We will be providing a paved parking lot with 6 painted 9x18 parking spots. It has 5 bedrooms, so 2 people per bedroom, so we'll have a total sleeping 10 people. The dwelling is not within the 25 feet of a neighboring property, neighbor dwelling. We will not permit parties or special events. And our phone number will be posted in the home and will also be listed with the township. We are local and live within 15 minutes of the property, and we will be in charge of all communication with the guests and management. We will follow the codes, all the codes that the township enforces, and follow their management guidelines.
Do you have the application in front of you?
Yes, the conditional use application.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It looks like the last page is a depiction of, can you just, I guess, describe to the board the locations of the parking spaces and the, did you say the structure is brand new or did you renovate the interior?
Yeah, we tore the previous one down and started over from the foundation.
Okay, so the exterior, everything's new.
Yeah.
So,
quick
so how many square feet is the new house?
2,690.
And when do you... if you receive approval and you rent the home out, there's 5 bedrooms. Would you be anticipating renting how do you manage that rental then? Is it to like one family or one rental, or will you individually rent bedrooms to different people?
No, it will be to one family or one. Yeah, one party.
And on that sheet, the last page of the application, there's 6 parking spaces proposed?
Yes.
And have you confirmed that the size of those, the dimensions of those parking spaces comply with the zoning ordinance?
We will change them. I have 8 by 16, I think, and I was told it needs to be 9 by 18, which there's still room for that.
So you're going to revise the parking spaces to comply with the ordinance, and you're testifying that it's 9 by 18?
Yes.
Okay. And you have enough space there?
Yes.
And you reside at 2535 Old Hershey Road, did you say?
Correct.
And where is that at?
It's right off of 743, down towards E-Town.
Hershey, Palmas Town?
It's right before Turnpike.
Elizabeth Town?
Yeah.
Are you going to be engaging a management company to manage the property, or are you going to be managing it yourself?
Me and my wife will be managing it.
Do you have any other short-term rentals that you operate?
Yes.
And where do you operate them?
Our old house before we moved at 888 Bel-Air Road in Elizabeth Town. And we have a separate dwelling at our property at 2535 Old Hershey Road. That has a unit there that's on short-term rental.
Do you have any other short-term rentals inside Derry Township?
I do not.
Have you reviewed Section 225.501.20 of the Derry Township zoning ordinance? All the requirements of the short-term rental?
Yes, the whole list that I was given.
And is your testimony that you intend to comply with all the requirements of that section?
Yes.
And all other applicable sections of the Derry Township zoning ordinance?
Correct.
Are you proposing any additional revisions or improvements to the property?
No. Okay.
And the parking lot right now, is it paved or gravel?
It's still gravel.
Okay. Are you proposing paving?
Yes, it's getting paved.
And the house is finished?
Not quite yet, a couple more weeks.
But you have a building, you pulled all the appropriate permits?
Yes, we'll have final inspections beginning of April.
Are the 5 bedrooms on the first and or second floor, or are there any in the basement?
There's one in the basement.
Okay. And, but you pull permits for all the proposed bedrooms?
That's correct, yes.
And there's 5?
Yes.
Are you the short-term rental, there's a limit as to the number of occupants on that chart?
2 per bedroom. Maximum of 10 in the short-term rental.
The maximum is 10. You're not proposing to have more than 10 individuals stay at the property at once?
That's correct.
What was the property used for before you purchased it and renovated it?
It was a rental.
But it was a residential home?
Yeah, residential home.
Jordan, was there any questions, Mr. King?
I just had a confirmation. You mentioned there will be no events, no special events here,
correct.
And that will be in all of the contracts that go out to the folks that potentially rent this?
Yes.
Okay. And I think our solicitor asked too, someone, you will be responsible for making sure that the grass is clipped and the landscaping looks nice. That'll be your responsibility?
Yes.
Okay. That's the only confirmation I have.
Any further questions on the board?
No, you actually asked the question.
Chuck, do you have any questions before we hand it over to Mr. Schmaltz, if he has any questions?
I do not.
Mr. Schmaltz, this is your opportunity. Oh, you can stay with Mr. King. As a party, he has the ability to ask you questions in the house, too. Mr. Schmaltz, do you have any questions of Mr. King?
Yeah,
I think the question would be to you for the board. Are there any...
Well, Mr. Schmelz is testifying. So if you have any questions for the app, I'm sorry, Mr. King is testifying. If you have any questions for Mr. King, now would be the appropriate time.
No, I don't have any questions.
Do you have anything else to submit, Mr. King? Any additional documents or testimony?
I do not.
Does your wife, Emily, intend to testify or present anything?
I don't have anything. Okay. Thank you.
I guess I could add that, you know, we're local and we really put our hearts into the hospitality side of it and take care of our tenants and also our neighbors. So we're giving them phone numbers and contact for our neighbors, like if there are parties or anything like that, like we want to be notified so we can take care of the situation. And we strive for 5-star reviews, like our own SCR there at our house that's been on for 9 months has over 65-star reviews. And nothing less than that. So, like, we really strive for hospitality and offering a great place for people to come when they visit Hershey.
Anything else, Mr. King?
I think that's it.
Okay, I think you, for now, I think you said it. Mr. Schmelz, do you have anything to present to the board or testimony for
a question?
We'll do what we can. It's not the really a question-answer session, but if there's a question that we can answer, we will.
Can you come up to the microphone?
Sure.
Thank you.
This is really your opportunity to provide a statement, narrative, or some type of testimony with respect to the application.
Depending upon the answer, I may have a question or statement. So if I may, at least pose the question. Are there any proximity limitations as far as distance between short-term vacation rentals? My concern is that I have a property right beside it. We live in Lucy. And I've owned the property before Mr. King purchased it. If he turns his home into a short-term vacation rental, does that limit or hinder me from doing the same thing for the property that I've owned for a longer period of time?
I'm going to hand it over to Chuck to see if he knows. He's the zoning officer, so he may be sure. A better answer. But I will say the only thing that I see in section 225.501.2 of the zoning ordinance is the restriction with respect to the minimum setback from another dwelling unit, which is the 25 feet. I don't see anything in this specific section of the zoning ordinance restricting. I think your question is one short-term rental immediately adjacent to another short-term rental. Without going through the zoning in detail, I don't know the answer to that tonight, but Chuck.
I do. So when we regulated short-term rentals, we chose to, in certain zoning districts, allow them when they're 25 feet away from a permanent residence, from a full-time rental. That doesn't in any way inhibit then that full-time rental, as long as it's 25 feet away from the one next to it, to also being a short-term rental. So there's no isolation distance between short-term rentals, which is what I heard is your first question. The isolation distance is actually between short-term rentals and full-time rentals or full-time homes. So it would not preclude you from...
Let's make very clear. I don't know if we know where the zoning ordinance, where the zoning district line is. So long as your property is within a zoning district that allows for a short-term rental use... within that zoning district by conditional use. You would still have to go through the process of a conditional use hearing, and if there were any specific concerns or issues with your particular property, it would be something that would come up at the hearing with the supervisors.
My hearing is very poor. So if I just want to repeat, because I had a hard time hearing you, okay?
Sure.
You can turn it up. I still may not be able to hear. So just to clarify, so as long as I met all of the provisions and everything, it won't be precluded due to distance.
That's correct.
Okay.
Due to distance to another short-term rental.
Correct. Okay.
Now, for instance, looking at your property, mm-hmm. as 15 Lucy on the screen, yes. The property to the south of you, if that was within 25 feet of your property, which it doesn't appear to be, then you could not do a short-term rental.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
No.
Thank you.
Do you have any other additional testimony or questions?
No, thank you.
All right, thank you. Mr. King, do you have anything else to add?
I don't.
And let the record reflect there's no one else that will be in the audience this evening here for this hearing. So, are there any questions or comments from the board?
No comments. And seeing as there's going to be, is there anyone that would wish to put public comment into the record at this time about this conditional use application? Seeing as no one is coming forward, we will close the visitor public comment session for this item, for this hearing. Do you want to share with the applicant?
Sure. So what we're going to do is we're going to close this evening's hearing. Pursuant to the zoning ordinance and the MPC, this board has 45 days to issue a written decision to your application. I suspect that the written decision will come out before 45 days, given the extent and nature of the application. Probably for maybe not the next board meeting, but probably the following, I would suspect the following, which would be the first meeting in April. I would anticipate a written decision from the board. Okay. Do you have any questions?
So we should make sure we're here for the next.
You don't necessarily have to be here for it. If you want to be here for it, you can. It depends upon what you want. But this board is required to act on your application within 45 days, regardless of you being here or not.
Thank you.
And you'll get a copy of the written decision when it's issued.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else? All right, I think we can close the public hearing. Public hearing is closed.
All right, we're adjourned. Thank you.